Welcome back to our very last episode of the Postmortem Files. Once again, sorry that I've been gone. New technology and work and stuff. But anyhow, like I said, this is the last episode. We're going to be talking about Serenity Dill. This is going to have a viewer's discretion advised. And you're like, normally we don't have those. As far as I know, I don't think we do. But this is because we're not actually going to dive directly into the autopsy. We really could, but we are going to be more into what revolved around it, on what the autopsy had found that was main, like her death and what caused it. And we're going to talk about this whole case in general. But before we start, if you haven't followed us on Facebook, please do so, because it is really, really good. Anyhow, by the way, when I mean really good, we pause update. Sorry about that. Anyhow, let's see. We're going to talk about also the corruption of this whole thing. Let's just try to find an article that doesn't have us ask many questions before reading it. So let's just kind of dive into this. We're just going to go at a random point. But a 5-year-old girl was beaten to death by her father just a month after she was placed in his care. And the mother is suing the Oklahoma Department of Human Services for $3 million. Her daughter died in June of 2011, and in her claim, she has stated that the state's negligence led to the girl's untimely passing, and is demanding $1 million for each of her two daughters and herself. The mother is in prison after being sentenced to 15 years for molesting a young boy. Serenity Dill had died from a head injury. An autopsy also noted that she had 7 recently fractured ribs, as well as scrapes and bruises covering her head and body. She had been placed in the care of her father, Sean Devin Brooks, even though she was injured twice during overnight visits with him in January 2011. He claimed that, quote unquote, he accidentally dropped her. Now, if you don't really follow these type of cases with abusers, definitely when it comes to young kids and infants, this is the common saying, you know, instead of owning up to their actions, abusers, definitely family abusers, will say, it was just an accident. You know, my kid fell and he injured himself. You know, I dropped my kid accidentally. Or even to say, I wasn't fully supervising him and he injured himself after I heard a loud bang in the next room. It's just a common thing that they handle, I guess, or they hear. Serenity had previously been in foster care because, once again, her mother had molested a boy. She was killed less than a month after she was placed in her father's care in his Oklahoma City apartment. Brooks, at the time, was 32. I don't know how old is he now, because this happened like last year or something. Or this broke kind of, I guess, last year. We'll get more into it. The death sparked public outrage against the department and led to the firing of 2 workers. Another quit and another had committed suicide. The agency's director, Howard Hendricks, also retired as public confidence in his leadership plummeted. The agency has since admitted that workers did not handle the case appropriately, as they did not check the man's criminal record and discovered that he had been violent in the past. During visits to his home in January before her death, Serenity suffered black eyes and bruises on her face, and said her father dropped her. A story which DHS workers had accepted, and this seems to be a common case in America. And I'm not saying it's just America; it could be anywhere and everywhere around the world. But since I live in America, it's really, really common thing that DHS workers don't really do their job properly. They just hear the grown-up side of the story and only go with the grown-up side, despite going and seeing the bruises on their face or their body, or seeing that this person appeared to have cigarette marks or stuff like that. They ignore the kid side even after seeing all this, even after investigating. And it's really, really messed up that these kids are placed in such, not necessarily foster places, because foster places aren't great places. Majority of the kids that I grew up with in a treatment center, they were in and out of foster homes. They were going through 4 to 5 foster homes, because each foster home was either filled with drugs, or they were abusing their kids that they had gotten. It's quite messed up that we have to continue dealing with DHS workers not doing their job. Workers were also accused of failing to give the court photos or a full description of the injuries, or divulge that Brooks did not seek medical care for his daughter. I don't know much about advice given from DHS, because I don't work for DHS. I wasn't part of DHS as a kid. Never even talked to them, despite me being abused. But it was more of me, as I grew older with the kids that were part of DHS and all of that. I don't think that DHS necessarily gives out strict medical advice or advice at all. If they became a lot harsher with this type of thing, maybe we would have less kids sticking with these type of people. And it would be the same case with this. They didn't give out any advice. They didn't even take photos like they're supposed to. They didn't follow the normal procedure of when they are investigating a case like this. The acts of OKDHS were the proximate cause of Serenity's deal, untimely passing, and the claimant has suffered damages as a result thereof. The claim has stated. Let's see. According to the DHS attorney Richard Freeman, he said that they are reviewing the claim. It comes after Serenity's grandparents, that Chuck and Annette Dill, made a claim against the state over the girl's death. Serenity had lived with them for 3 years before going to foster homes. They tried to adopt her, but she was placed in foster care when they were accused of letting Serenity stay with her mother overnight. Last September, DHS commissioners formed a committee to investigate her death. She was the fourth child under the supervision of DHS in 2 Oklahoma counties to die in 9 years. Let's go back to when DHS did more work with the grandparents than they did with the father. Let's just go back there and to summarize it. They took Serenity out of her grandparents' home, because supposedly She was staying overnight with her mother at the time, who I guess wasn't in prison yet for molesting a kid. But they took Serenity away from people that weren't abusing her. And I'm not saying that letting a child stay with a child molester is right, because it's not. You know, let's just say that it didn't happen. But they cared more about this than her having bruises on her body. Her having bruises and scars and all this, even fractured ribs. They didn't even care about that. They cared more about her grandparents. I think it could have been avoided. Her death could have entirely been avoided. Due to the fact that the DHS didn't do their job. So let's go to a article a couple years prior to the one that we went into. The DHS settles for more than $425,000. Let's see. She barely knew her father, according to this article. Shortly after a judge in 2011 placed her in his care, she was murdered. Let's see what else. Yeah, there's not much of the story. Let's see. Let's try to go as close as we can to a recent one, which I don't think we can. But you know, it's just very unfortunate that she has died. But like I said, she died according to the autopsy from a head injury. Yes, there were several recently fractured ribs as well as scrapes and bruises covering her head and body. And that's pretty much what the autopsy had revealed. But the main cause of death was her head injury. We can only guess what caused that head injury. It wasn't he didn't drop her, and she didn't fall off a chair, she didn't do this and that. He probably did beat her, you know. I'm sorry to say that, but he made up an excuse saying that he had dropped her. So I know that we don't got much on this case either, definitely when I can't find an actual autopsy, which is why we are going through articles for this. But yeah, let's see. I don't think there's really anything new about this. But her father, according to this article from KOCO5 News, he had pled guilty to her murder. It was a murder charge. This was back from 2011. I can't find the actual article even if I click on it. So, well, I don't really know what else to say. I don't know what's recent besides the article from last year. There's some stuff from CBC News that covers her death. Let's see. Yeah, there's surely nothing else that I can give you guys. But without further ado, I know this is a really odd way to end the series. But this is the end of the series. I hope that you had a great, interesting experience with us. And, you know, I don't know if this series is coming back. I honestly don't really know. I might do a similar series with it, but it's really hard to say what I'm really going to do about this. But as of right now, this won't come back. for another series, another season, none of that. It's just going to end right here. So, without further ado, I will be seeing you guys next time. Let's see what our actual next series that is going to be out this week. You know, we're going to go into it without a trace at what the series is. I might still put out the final trailer, but I haven't decided that yet. And we got a couple trailers coming up, by the way. Aside from, you know, Without a Trace, we got Coast to Coast Killer Season 2's first trailer, where we take a sneak peek of the Jeff Davis 8. And then we got our upcoming October series called It Came from the Forest, which is a mini-series that could be back for more depending on how well it is being listened to. And that starts October 5th. And then we got more trailers and, you know, coming out later this month. But mainly this month, we, like I said, this week is going to be catch-up. We are also going to make sure that we are just doing the best that we can now to stay on top. So I'm going to record episodes on, you know, the days that I have off, if I get any off. But yeah, without further ado, without extending this episode, you know, thank you once again for listening to the Postmortem Files as we conclude this series. And see you guys next time. Thank you.